All right, we are on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We are 12 lines in the bottom. First word on the line is Lekucha. And we're at Rav Shisha Bered the Rav Idi. Right, we're now talking about, again, another example we talked about before, what the rationale would be, or source of the idea of the Edim Zomim paying money but not getting Malkus. So now we're going to ask the same question where it comes to Chovo Bechaver, someone who attacks another person, causes them physical harm. How do we know the same thing? So Rav Shisha Bered the Rav Idi Amar, Chovo Bechaver Nami. Mamona Mishalem Umnuka Lo Lucky. Right, so Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi says, we are 12 lines from the bottom on Lama Gibbon Amal. Says, when it comes to a person who attacks and does physical harm to somebody else, so also they'll pay money and they don't get Malkus, right? Again, we're always trying to navigate which one they do when in the scenario they're supposed to get two punishments. So how do we determine which one they get Malkus? Only they pay only. So here the assumption here is that they pay money and they don't get Malkus. Mehachan, how do I know? From the following source. V'chinatzu anashim v'nagvu isha hara v'yatsu l'adeha. Right, the case is two men are having an argument there and they are having a physical fight with each other, right? The guy intends to hit his friend and instead, or his enemy, and he ends up hitting a woman, or that man's wife, and she's pregnant, and ends up losing the baby. What are we talking about? The case is they're fighting in a way that they are intending to kill each other, right? The kavana in that swing, right, is in order to kill. That's what the Torah is talking about. Rashi says b'masa shebemisa. It's like five lines in the bottom of Rashi. B'masa shebemisa shemiskaven hayel lahargo hakasim medaber dichsiv imason yiyeh. Right, the case is that shemisa haisha v'nasata nafesh. Right, that there's a situation where the woman loses the pregnancy. It's another scenario where the woman herself dies. The case was the guy's trying to kill the other guy. Right, Reuven trying to kill Shimon, and this woman steps in, and the woman gets killed. Right, and the yisod that comes out of that conversation is that he didn't intend to kill her. Right, he intended to kill somebody else, and nevertheless, he's chay for having killed the woman.
So we're suggesting intent based on the result.
Somewhat, yes. Okay. Right. Well, see what look what's going to happen, right? So the point is that clearly the case is ambassadorship and misa across the medav. That's what it's talking about, right? And therefore, and so now you mentioned why he chadam. What was the case, right? Because again, we back to the question of hasra. If they didn't give him hasra before and said, look, if you throw a punch or you shoot a gun or whatever it is, and you end up, you know, killing this person or either of them, so you're going to end up, getting killed. So, but if the point is, if you didn't give hasra, am I mikdal? How could you possibly kill a person? You don't kill someone getting some capital punishment without hasra. So el pshita da asrbe. So must be that you did give him hasra. Okay, umosra ledavra hamor have mosra ledavra hakal. And there's a rule which we're going to debate this question. But the concept is, what's the rule that if a person gets hasra for something more hamor, like if you commit murder, you're going to end up getting capital punishment, counts as also asra for something less intense, meaning paying money or getting malchus, right? Something less. That if I get hasra for something more severe, it counts as a hasra for something less severe. Look at Rashi. Ledavar chamur, right? Two lines in the bottom. Ledavar chamur misa, right? Havemos ledavar hakal she'im yakenu v'loyamos, right? Meaning, if you, the davar chamor is that you kill the guy, right? But the hasra, by the way, if you kill this guy, that's going to happen to you. That counts also as a masra, the davar akal shim yakenu veloyamus. If you hit him and he doesn't die, you're lucky. It's like a malchus, right? Meaning we have a rule that if a person gets hasra for something more severe, it counts as if they got hasra for the lesser avera. And nevertheless, what does the Torah say? right? The chi ein sham chi of misa yanish de mevlodos. What happens in that case? If the person doesn't die, the woman doesn't die, what do you pay? You pay the money, right? The value of the child that was lost, right? Va'af agav de ika hasra lamalkos, even though there was a hasra from Malkos. Alma mishalim ve'ino loka. What do you see? You see that in the case, even where the person is giving hasra, right? Do not do this. If you do this, you're going to get Malkos. Nevertheless, they didn't say Malkos. They said, you're going to die if you kill the person. But it counts as if they said, if she loses the baby, you're going to get Malkos. Nevertheless, the person only pays and doesn't get Malkos. So you see, here's a proof, right, for the concept of chovah bechavero gets pays money and doesn't get Malkos, and even in the case where he gets hasra. That's what the Gemara wants to assume. So let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, "El pshita de ashibei u'mos ledavar chamar have u'mos ledavar chal v'amrachmanav lo yason anoshi anesh." Right? And the Torah nevertheless says that you, in that scenario, you don't get malchus, but rather you have to pay. So you see a proof. Fine. So mask of lara v'ashi imad u'mos ledavar chamar have u'mos ledavar chal. Who said? Damalo havi. Wait a second. Who said the hasra counts? Meaning maybe the reason why in that case the person pays money and doesn't get Malkus is why? Because the hasra that they got in that scenario, right? When the person said, when the Edom say to the guy, look, if you hit that guy and kill him, then you're going to be put to death. And then it turns out you don't kill him. All he did was damage him or in this case, cause the woman to lose her baby. And the reason why you have to pay is because you're not actually chayav Malkus. And maybe this isn't a good proof, the point is, right? Maybe it's not a good proof because the reason why you are paying is maybe because there was never a hasra. The whole thing is a mistake. I was trying to hit him. I hit her, right? I was trying to kill him, and instead I caused her to lose her baby. And the reason why I have to pay money is not because it's a general rule, right, that a scenario where you should get Malkus and Mamo, you pay Mamon. And it's just you wouldn't have gotten Malkus because there was no real hasra there, right? The hasra was only for Misa, right? And so that's kasha number one. And B, in Tim Salomar Have, and if you want to say that most of Davar Chamor Have, most of Davar Akal, that the fact that you get a Hasra or something Chamor counts as something less severe, Imaida Misa Chamura, how do you know that death is worse? Dilma Malkus Chamor, maybe Malkus is worse. So you're going to say, what are you talking about? How can that possibly be that Malkus is worse? So the Gemara explains what it means. The Amar Rav, Ilmale Nagdua Lechananya Mishal Ve'Azaria Pachu Letzalma. Because Rav said, the story of Hananya, Mishal Ve'Azaria, who were told by the king that they have to bow down to the idol, and if they don't do so, they'd be thrown into the fiery furnace, right? And what did they do? They said, no problem, throw us in the furnace, and there is a miracle, and they're saved, right? So the Rav says, but wait a second, that's because he said you're going to die. Right, he said, "I'm going to throw you in I'm going to throw you in a fiery furnace." They said, "Fine. Well, you know, rather than we'll bow down rather than die." But maybe he said to them, "If you don't bow down, I'm going to torture you. Right? I'm going to give you physical torture for hours and hours and hours." Maybe that taka they would have given it. Let's give our assumption. Like, I mean, who says that sometimes a quick death is, I don't know, throwing fire in a furnace is a quick death, but that a quick death, to a certain extent, might actually be more desirable to someone than torture, let's say, right? Maybe that's true. So I'm going to some brand of Asi, but the point being that this idea that even if you want to say that a hasra for something more chamor counts as for something more kal, maybe that's true, but maybe it doesn't apply to Misa and Malkus. I mean, maybe the fact that you give someone a hasra for Misa doesn't mean anything about that's a hasra for Malkus, because Malkus isn't kal. So Gemara says, "Amrle Rav Sama Bereid Rav Asi, the Rav Ashi va'Amrle La Rav Sama Bereid Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi v'lo Shani Lacha Ben Hakashi Eish La Kitzva La Kasha in La Kitzva." Come on, that's not the same thing. I mean, that's not a good example. The Hanani Mishav Azari, you're talking about they would have been tortured for days and weeks and who knows how long. This is Malkus is 39 lashes and it's over. It's maximum 39 lashes, right? So that's not true. Meaning, for sure, Misa is more chamor than Malkus. It may not be more chamor than months of torture. That might be true, but
that's not what we're talking about.
But that's not what we mean, right? So no. Meaning, so the response is it is more chamor. So you have one kasha, which is maybe you don't have this yisod that most of the davar chamor is considered as shara for davar akal. But if you do hold by the yisod, then for sure Misa is more chamer than Malkus. Okay, fine. So Maskel for Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod, but still Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod is going to raise a different problem. Hanichal Rabbanan the Amrei Nefesh Mamish. I get it. If you're the Rabbanan and you assume that what happened here was the guy was mamish trying to kill the other guy, so then at least I hear you. Meaning you have a hasra for a davar chamor, you have it there, right? And the Rebbe, the Amr Mamon, right? But according to Rebbe, who says it's not true, right? That there was never an argument that he was actually trying to kill the guy, right? And rather he was just trying to hurt him, and the only thing he'd ever have to pay is Mamon. Then Ma'ikel LeMeimar. Rashi says El Rebbe the Amr. If you go to the left side, like. Two lines down in the skinny lines. From Rashi, El Rebbe, the Amar Hasam, Niskaven La Roget Zeh Vahar Get Zeh, Eino Nerag, El Mashalim Demeh Ha'isha L'Yorshea. Meaning, even if the case is, meaning the Rabbanan are the ones who hold, if you Kavana to kill this person, you kill that person, then you get killed. But Rebbe holds, even if I have Kavana to kill this guy, and I end up, right, killing somebody else, I don't get Misa for that. Why? Because I didn't have Kavana for the other person. Right, come on for this person, not for that person. And instead you just pay. Right, so look at what Rashi says. Im kein efshar le'ukme kra v'shalo hishrubo. Right? Meaning, what's the point? The point is, if the case is, if I hold, I had to come on to this person, end up killing that person. I'm chayim misa. Right? So then what's the scenario we're talking about here? The only time you're going to put someone to death is if you gave him asra first. Right? But if I cause damage and I have to pay, I don't have to get hasra first to pay money. Paying money is something a person always does, even if you never got hasra. Right? So if that's true, once you assume that the scenario is that we or that the psak is niskaven lahargetzeh vahargetzeh is that you get killed. So now I understand the whole conversation is gave hasra, and hasra works not just for Misa, also for Malkus, etc. But if you assume like Rebbe, that if I had kavanah for this person, I end up killing that person, right? So the guy we're fighting and end up killing the woman who steps in, then in that case you're not chayav Misa. So now the whole scenario changes. I no longer have a requirement of hasra to make you pay. In which case you can't say, oh, see, it was a case of hasra, and that's what, nothing to talk about anymore. Right? There didn't have to be any, right? Look back in Rashi. Im kein efshar le'ukme kra v'shalo hishrubo. You can see the cases that they never gave asra. U'mishum hachi. And that's the reason why, ki ein ason mishalim demei vlados. That's why in the end of the day, you just pay the money. Right? V'chi yesh ason mishalim demei isha. And if she dies, you pay the money for her. But ava asr be'e melecha lokav ein mishalim. And you might say, but that case then becomes a case where the reason you're paying the money is not because it's a case of money and malchus and I choose money. It's just a case of you have to pay money. There was no asra, you have to pay money. So you're not, meaning that might be the scenario, but there's no longer a proof here. We're looking for a proof, right, for the concept of, again, we have two things you're supposed to be coming at you, and you only do one of them, Malkus and money, and you do one or the other. Here, according to Rebbe, there's not going to be, some type of, you don't have the Malkus to deal with. So then there's no proof. So what are you going to do? So Ella Amr Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod. Now back in Gemara. So it says Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod Mishmei the Rav Mehacha. I'd give a different proof for this idea that again Mammon and Malkus you pay money. What's the case? Im Yakum v'Yisalech b'chutz al mishantov v'nikam makeh. What happens is in the same conversation, but this is about someone who injures somebody else, and we don't know what his status is. Right. So if the guy gets up, you beat him up. Right. And now he gets up and he walks out. He leaves. Right. And he gets healed. Okay, so then you're not going to get killed. Right? V'chisala dascha sheze mahalach b'shuk v'ze nerak. Right? Is it possible that the victim is now walking around and he's fine and we're going to make the attacker get misa? That can't be. Right? That's not going to happen. So ela melamed shechov shenoso. So what do we do? We're waiting to see what's going to happen. So what do we do? We take the attacker. The other guy is, in the hospital. We don't know what's going to happen to him, the victim. So we take the attacker, we put him in jail. And we wait. V'imis, if the victim dies, kalilinle, then we kill the attacker. V'ilomis, and if he doesn't die, shiv to yitain for apoyer pay. So then what do we do? So he's got to pay for his shevis, the amount of money that he was waiting, he didn't get to go to work, and his medical bills, etc. Right? But that's what's going to happen. Okay? So that this is a scenario. Scenario is, A attacks, B, Reuben attacks Shimon. Shimon is now in the hospital. We don't know what's going to happen to him. So what do? We take Reuven, we put him in jail and we wait to see. If Reuven dies, if Shimon dies, then Reuven gets killed. If not, then Reuven is going to have to pay up. Okay, so Heichidami, what's the case? Idelo Asribe, right? If the case was he never got Hasra, Amai Mikdal. You can never kill him, right? If he never Hasra in the first place, before you hit the guy. Buddy, if you hit this guy, you beat him up, you're going to end up getting killed. So if that didn't happen, right? If you didn't warn him, Amai Mikdal, how would you ever be able to kill him? So El Pshita to Asribe, must be the case is you did give him Hasra. And what's the rule? The fact that he got Hasra for the Misa is considered like Hasra for the less severe thing, meaning Malkus, right? For Chove B'Chavero. Again, the assumption is that any person does any Lo Sase, you get Malkus. Right? So Chaval is an initial Lo Sase. Right? So you should be getting a Lo Sase Yeshbo Malkus, Yeshbo Misa. So you should get Malkus. So even though the guy didn't die, but he hurt him, he should get Malkus, right? And what happens? Says you don't get Malkus. You rather you pay. So now here's my proof that in the case of Mammon and Malkus, you pay. Just pay Mammon. You don't get Malkus. In the case of the assumption, a case of Hasra. That's why they get Malkus. That's why you would otherwise get Malkus. So says Ravashi, not so fast. Maskil Ravashi. You've seen this response before. Really, is that really the rule? Right? Doma lohavi. Maybe that's not true. Again, number one, maybe it's not correct. That this concept of Mosul Davar Chamor means it's counts like Hasra for a lesser thing. That's number one. V'im Tim Salom Rahave, and even if you want to say that it does count, Mimad Misa Chamor Dima Malkus Chamor. And even if you think it's true that Hasra for something more Chamor counts as something more for Chal, who says Misa's Chamor? Maybe Malkus is Chamor? The Amarav, Imali Nagdua Lechanani Mishabe Zaria Pachol Zama. Because we said, again, that Hanani Mishava Azari would have otherwise, maybe they would have bet out that if they would have been tortured. And Amalei Rav Sam, Rav Ravasi, the Ravashi, Vamalei Rav Sam, Rav Ravasi, the Ravashi, Veloshani Lecha Bein Hakash Yesh Le Kitzva Lakash Eim Kitzva. Same response back. Not so fast. That is torture is very different than Malkus. So no, we assume that Misa is more Chamor than Malkus. So that first argument is still the only argument you have back is. Who says that this yisod is true? That this construct is true? That a hasra for something chamor counts for something that's less chamor. But the second argument is not a really good argument. Okay, so maskev lor of Mary mamai debemezid vinika miktala dilma b'shogeg vinika migalos. So if Mary says, "I'll give you a better attack." What's the better attack? You said we're waiting to see what happens to this guy. Right, what's the concern is that if he gets up and he walks around, so you see he didn't die, so you'll pay up, right? If he dies, you're gonna kill him, right? That's what we assume the case is. Rashi says maybe not. Maybe the case is that Reuven killed Shimon b'shogeg, and what are we waiting to see? We want to see if he hurt Shimon b'shogeg. And we're waiting to see if Shimon is gonna die or not. If Shimon gets up and he's fine, then he'll pay money. If Shimon dies, what's going to happen? He's going to have to go to Gola. He's going to have to go to Ir Mikla. That's not Misa, and that doesn't require Asura. Right? Right? If that's the case that the Torah is talking about, then your whole proof is out the window. Because if the case is you're just waiting for him to find out if he's going to die or not, so that we can send the aggressor to the Ir Mikla, then we're not talking about someone who never got Hasra. If he never got Hasra, then there would never be a scenario of being Chayav Malkus. So why is he paying? Because there was never, again, no Hasra, no Malkus. The whole case is not what you're talking about. No proof. And the Gemara answer is Kasha. Kasha meaning always means good point. But I'm not sure that I'm going to accept it. But I mean, it's a good point. But, not loved off, we're going to accept it. Fine. And that's how the Gemara ends. Okay.
We weren't talking about Shogeg at all.
We have not been taught, but the point is, if you want to use your case as a proof text, right, then you better be sure that it's talking about what you say it's talking about. So that's what, right? All it has to do is poke a hole that's a reasonable hole.
Right. Right?
Isn't it possible it's talking about Shogeg? It's possible. Root, shoot. Oh, right, yeah. Oh, okay, now I'm in trouble. now I don't have a good proof anymore. Because if it's not airtight, then I'm stuck. So here they poked a little hole, and the guy said, okay, it's a fair point, but we're not necessarily going to backtrack.
Are we relying on testimony from the witnesses, whether it's the Mazid or Shogeg, or this is...
That's a good question, how we determine Shogeg and Mazid. Right. Yeah, that's a fair point. Maybe one of the witnesses who saw what happened even if they didn't give Hasra. But they were there. They saw the guy chopping the thing, and he didn't look at the guy and throw the axe at him. It just fell off the axe thing, fell off the handle. Right? They saw that, maybe, and that's enough. But yeah. Okay. Fine. So this entire time we've been having a conversation about this all emanates. This whole discussion emanates from the stira, right? The contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Makos, right? Our Mishnah, which was Elu Nairos, these are the following girls for which sheyesh lahem knas, you pay for. And the Gemara asked, "Wait a second, knas? I thought our Mishnah in Makos says you get Makos, Elu Hinalokin." Right? It's the name of the two prakim. Right? So what's going on here? And we've been trying to figure out how we manage a scenario of payment versus Malchus. What's going on? So Rish Lakish now is going to present a third answer to that question. Before we're saying, Mamun Vein, it's a case you're supposed to pay, you pay and get Malchus, and you have a Macholgus. Do you pay or do you get Malchus, right? And now we're going to say a new answer. Rish Lakish Amar Ha-Mani, Rabbi Meiri. Rish Lakish says, no, I'll tell you what's going on here. Our Mishnah, Ha-Mani, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ha-Mani, it's like 10 lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. First word of the lines are Hamani. Masnizin the Getani ba alachoso no saying kanas. Our Mishnah, which said that a person who's together with his sister pays money, Rabbi Meirhi, the Amar Le'el, Loke u'mashalim. Right? Rabbi Meir is of the opinion who holds that a person can do both. What do you mean? We can do both. Rabbi Meir holds you can get Malchus and pay the money. Right? Rashi says, Shaloha Shem HaMevil Lidei Makos Mevil Lidei Tashlum, because it's two different Yisurim. That which causes the person to have to pay money and that which causes him to get Makos, two different things. Meaning, he has to pay money because she's a Naira, right? He has to get Makos because she's a Surah to him. Right? There's two different reasons, right? Even if she wouldn't be his sister, he would still have to pay, right? But the fact that she is his sister is what gets him to have to get Malchus. Fine. So says the Gemara. Reish Lakish Amar Hamani, Rabbi Meir, the Amar Loka Mishalim. Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Afidu Bitonami. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, if that was true, according to Rabbi Meir, Loka Mishalim, it could be true not just by your sister, it could be true by a person's own daughter, right? Because the rule is in general by the daughter. Rashi says, Afidu Bitonami, the Mikdalala. In the case of daughter, a person's Chayv Misa, if they have Tasha with their daughter, right? So Rashi says, "Afilu bitonami lemikdal Allah lishalem," right? That means you have to pay, and that's harder, right? The halo sphere that are mayor the putter mishum the rabamine, right? Because in that case, you're not going to say it doesn't have to pay because one's more severe punishment than the other. Vamai tanam asnisen habaal bito putter mina knas. Right, one of the examples of daughter is of that when you don't pay the knas is daughter. But if a mayor holds loka umashalem, a person can get punished with the Malchus and have to pay, then why would Bas be out? Right? I mean, if the point is the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that loka u'mashalim, you have to do both, then why would the case of the daughter be excluded from the payment? He says, loka u'mashalim. So it says Gemara, back to Gemara, v'chitem, Rabbi Meir, loka u'mashalim, islay, besu u'mashalim, leislay. And if you say, oh, I'll tell you why. Because Rabbi Meir holds that sometimes you can get Malchus and have to pay, but you're never going to have to get Misa and have to pay. Right? That already doesn't say. Maybe you'll say that. Right? That's already too serious. You're going to have to pay the money and then you take him out to kill him. Is it that we don't say? If you want to say that, velo, that's not true. Right? Really, he says that? Meaning, velo, is it that true that he doesn't say that? Vatanya, the Bryce says as follows. Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos. Let's say a person steals an animal and then shechs it on Shabbos. So ganav v'tavach, the rule is, if I steal someone's animal, I pay back, kefil, I pay back double. If I then shech it, I pay back either four or five times, depending on what animal I stole. Right? So let's say I stole and I shechted it and I did it on Shabbos. Now what happens? I'm chayv to pay back for the tficha, and I'm chayv misa for chilul Shabbos that I did a shechita. Right, so ganav v'tavach la'avodas kochavim, or I stole and I shechted for avodah zara, also chayv misa. Ganav shor haniskal v'tavcho, right, or I stole a shor haniskal, a shor that was supposed to be killed, right, and then I shechted it. Mishalem tashlumei arba v'chamish, I pay for it 4 and 5. Di Rabbi Meir v'chachamim poachim. But the point is that Rabbi Meir says you pay in that case. Why? That's funny. That sounds like that you get killed and you mishalem, right? You shechted the animal on Shabbos, so I'm paying for the animal that I shechted, and I'm chayav misa for being mechal Shabbos. So it sounds like he holds you do, and if he holds that you do get misa and mishalim, so then why, if this whole Mishnah is really Rabbi Meir, why is Bas excluded? Right, that's the problem. I mean, you want to hold Rabbi Meir is this case, Bas shouldn't be excluded.
They're both mitzvahs. Losase, right?
No. They're losaseis, but the point that Bas, if loka umashalim also means misa mashalim, so Bas, the person gets killed for being with their daughter, and they should have to pay. But the mission says that Bas is excluded from payment. So says the Gemara, ha'itmar Allah, I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Allah, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Allah, v'chol chaburasa mishmedi Rabbi Yochanan, I'm ready, all say, what's the case? Toveach ayde acher. What happens? Steal the sheep, and then I tell my friend, you shech the sheep. So what happens? I did the stealing, you did the shechita. So it's not kim levim ramina, it's not one person, I have two things. Right. It's because two different people did the yisurim. So Gemara says, wait a second. That means that what's happening? You're shechting the animal, and I have to pay for it. Right? How can that be? I'm a Rav, I'm Rachmana, v'tavcho om v'choro, ma mechir ade achar, av tficha ade achar. No, yeah, in echanami, no problem. The other person could have to do it for me. That doesn't bother me. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, oh, the rabbi is a shliach. Rabbi Shmuel says, I have a drush even, that said the word oh comes to include a shliach. Debei Chizki Tana, tachas, the rabbi is a shliach. The word tachas there comes to include a shliach. But the point being, yes, there are scenarios where I steal, you did a shchita, so you're chayv for the Shabbos, I'm chayiv for the payment, and that's the reason why this whole thing happens. But meaning, in which case, if it's tovech ayde acher, that's the reason why both things happen. But it's not really both, right? So maslav amar zutra mi ikimid the ilu avad ihu lo machayiv avad shliach machayiv. That's a funny case. He says, how could it be? Imagine, if I were to do the shechita, I'd be patur from paying. Now that you do it, now I have to pay. But my shliach does it, so it's usually like, you know, shluch shalom kamosa, but like what? If you do it, then I'm chayav to pay, but if I would have done it myself, I'm not chayav to pay? That's funny, it doesn't make any sense. The answer is, it does. Ihu lav mishum delo mechayiv, and mishum dekinim derami. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. The reason here, you are chayiv the whole time. If you would have shechted it, you'd also be chayiv. The reason you're not going to pay is just because of kinei v'drabine. It's just because it's more. It's you have a bigger iser to contend with, a bigger punishment to contend with, and that's why you're not going to pay. And that's why it does make sense. So the Gemara is going to now bring more kashas. Ibe tovech ade acher my temay the rabbanon de patre. So if it's tovech ade acher, then why the rabbanon pater? So the Gemara is going to say man chachamim Rabbi Shimoni. Because this is the shechita of Rabbi Shimon, who holds it a shechita that's not a real shechita, doesn't count, and that's why he's not chayiv on Shabbos. So, for Avodah Zarah. But I guess that will pick up with next week. But the bottom line is, we're heading into, again, this new case of trying to explain Reish Lakish, who says, how do I deal with the machlokos between the two Mishnayos? The answer is, no problem. Maybe it's Rabbi Meir who holds local Mishalim, and even that miso that he got killed in Mishalim, and we'll figure that out more next week. Okay, shkoyach.